Welcome everyone to the fourth episode of the Unrivaled NRD, or how we like to call it, the Unrivaled Nerd. I'm your host, Daniel Roman, here with
Ryan Gracie,
Nathan Raybuck,
and Ryan Thalen.
This week we're going to just cover our favorite movies, and if we have time, we're going to cover a few other subjects that we've been dying to talk about. Let's start off with Ryan, other Ryan. What is your favorite, what's your favorite comedy movie, man?
That's other Ryan.
No,
you're other Ryan.
You are other Ryan.
You're other
How
Ryan.
Are you the first Ryan here and you turned to the other Ryan?
All right, other Ryan, let's go.
Favorite movie?
Yeah,
Step Brothers.
Favorite comedy movie?
Step Brothers.
Okay.
Oh, we're doing favorite comedy?
No, but I'm just, okay. I'm asking.
Well, let's start with comedy.
Yeah, we can start with, exactly.
I was ready for just favorite
general?
Movie.
General? All
right. General.
Just hit me with a good comedy movie then. Off the dome, bro.
Super Bad, you know.
Oh yeah, Super Bad. Super Bad's probably my second favorite.
Yeah, it's funny, but I do enjoy Step Brothers. That's a very, very good movie.
Yeah. All right. That's your opinion. What about you, other Ryan?
You mean normal Ryan?
Normal Ryan. Sorry, I forgot. Normal Ryan.
Dude, anything with Seth Rogen. I like Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express is good.
This is the end.
This is the end. It's really good.
They just make the best ones, in my opinion.
Nice. Didn't he release mid-90s?
That was Jonah Hill.
Okay, well, I need to watch it.
Yeah.
How about you? My favorite comedy movie is...
You need to specify.
Oh, I'm sorry. My favorite movie is Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It's more of a romantic comedy, but it has Mila Kunis. Nathan Siegel? No?
Yeah, you keep messing that up.
I don't know his name. Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Kristen Bell. I know that. Them too. Jason Siegel. Jason Siegel.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, he's the director, it looks like.
No, that's...
No, screenplay.
No, it's Jason Siegel. I'm almost on. Why don't you just look cast? Why are you still on this?
Yeah, it's Jason Siegel.
God.
Right? Yeah.
Okay,
Jason
Siegel, Russell Brand, Kristen Bell, Mila Kunis, Paul Rudd, Jonah Hill, Bill Hader.
Oh, why is it your
love
favorite?
All those people.
I'm Paul sorry. Rudd, dude.
Why is it my favorite? I don't know. I like Jason Siegel and Kristen Bell. I thought they were always cool. And Mila Kunis. and Jonah Hill. I mean, who doesn't love Jonah Hill?
Yeah, all those people are pretty funny.
They're all funny, yeah.
Not as funny as Will Ferrell, but it's
I mean, Will Ferrell is whatever, but it's
bro, you guys.
Do you want to defend your case?
I mean, it's not just Step Brothers. You got shows and movies that he's just hilarious on. I can't name them all off the top of my head. Off the top of my head.
Yeah, bro, for sure.
But just because you guys don't like them doesn't mean they're not good.
All right, bro.
Step Brothers, Anchorman, Elf, Anchorman, the other guys, yeah. Get Hard, Talladega Nights. Old School.
How many of those have you actually seen?
I've seen all of them.
All of them?
Jesus
really?
Christ.
I've seen Step Brothers, Anchorman, Elf, the other guys, Get Hard, Tell
Me
Tonight.
Bro, if Will Ferrell's in it,
it's funny.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. It's a must watch.
Just kicking and screaming.
What?
That one's not as funny.
I've never heard that movie.
Have you guys seen, have we all seen This Is the End?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great one.
That movie was, the first time I watched it, I'm like, what's actually going on? Because I didn't understand that they were playing themselves.
Like the first scene is him in the airport. He's like, "Oh, Seth Rogen, do the voice." He's like, "No."
Well, I was like 12. All right,
that makes sense.
You guys like Half Baked? That movie with Dave Chappelle.
That's a pretty good one.
I love that movie, dude. I love the beginning. When he feeds the horse all the snacks and then the horse dies and he gets arrested because of it.
I haven't seen it in a way.
Legendary. Alright, favorite horror movies. Let's go to favorite horror movies.
There's not a lot of good horror movies.
Yeah,
to be
I know.
Honest.
My mine is it for
Does
sure.
Does Bird Box count?
yeah, man. If that's your type of horror,
I like A Quiet Place.
Quiet Place is good.
I really like
that
one.
It really freaks you out since there's like it's really different since there's no sound.
Mm-hmm. We talked about how it was similar to Bird Box because like it brings out like an actual like
an actual
fear. Primal fear.
Yeah, mine is it simply because the whole movie was amazing.
Aren't they making another one?
Oh my god,
they better.
Chapter two. Yeah,
it kind of left on a cliffhanger.
Well, that's the point. Yeah, that's the point. I think they all, everyone knew that they was going to make another second one when they become adults, because that's kind of like, that's the way they say, if anything bad happens, we'll come back here again in 27 years. And that was literally setting up for the second movie.
Yeah.
If they, you know, directed it like the way they did this movie with that perfect setting, it was super great.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's gonna have to be a little bit different because it's gonna be in the future. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
dude, I love seeing actors like making their own movies, like Jonah Hill with Midnight. You guys need to see that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but it's on Popcorn Time, so I'm gonna watch it soon.
Hey,
Popcorn Time.
So you mean you're gonna buy it?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna I'm gonna buy it with currency.
What type of currency?
U.S. VPN. Dollars. No, not VPN. Come on. We don't illegally torrent movies here, guys.
I do. I literally have it right.
Shut up. Jesus.
And that's...
And now we're going to...
guys here. Yep. Later, Ryan.
Now I'm going to have to cut off so much audio.
It's actually... From what I know, it's legal, I think.
And it's not.
No,
it's
not. No, if you're not paying for movies that are supposed to be paid for, it's not legal.
I know there's some loopholes.
There's no loopholes. No.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's
like
not.
Like, 1, 2, 3 movies, they're free because they have ads. And they
no.
Yeah, that's...
No.
Okay.
I think so.
All right, anyways.
You're still supposed to pay for the movie. Yeah. Are the movies getting paid for? Like, are the people who made the movies getting paid because they're on that website? No, the website's getting paid.
Yeah. No, it's not legal. We would. Okay, anyways. While Ryan is dumbly looking up.
Well, Ryan's going to get arrested.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we lost our host, one of our co-hosts, I mean, sorry. We're looking for a new co-host.
It's right here.
We need a new co-host, preferably male, blondish hair. How tall are you?
Where's Vans?
5'6".
5'6"?
All right, 5'7".
5'8½".
All right, we'll be nice to him. 5'8".
Where's Vans? We need
Where's Vans? Yep. Where's a Vans
These
green
actually
sweater?
Vans. These are some off-brand things.
And has...
Oh, where's off-brand?
And has a MacBook. We would love to have you on the show.
Still paying it off.
All right, we're broke. All right, favorite...
That's why he doesn't pay for movies.
Still paying off the MacBook.
Stop exposing me, guys.
favorite superhero movie of all time?
To be honest, I'm not really into superhero movies like that.
That's fair. Other Ryan?
I don't know if Mr. Hawthorne's listening. Probably not. But just to make him upset, I'll say Batman vs. Superman.
Oh my!
That movie was
Yo, when I saw that at Harkins, the power went out. I thought we were getting shot.
Did you get one of the free movie passes things?
What?
Because one time my movie went out and it was like towards the end. I didn't really care.
I think
and
was,
I got a free movie out of it.
So. Was it for like long? Because it was only for like 5 minutes for us.
No, it was like a minute.
Damn, we didn't get refunds.
Yeah, like, it's just 5 minutes.
No, they gave us all, like, a little, like, ticket, and it was, like, a free movie.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Wow, they played you.
I'm gonna speak to the manager. Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, holy crap.
What's happening? Ryan, you cursed.
It's crap. It's still PG.
Hey, man. I'm the one that does the editing for this show. I would appreciate if you didn't make my life any harder.
You did the editing properly.
Oh, really? Shut up.
Slip-ups.
Oh, they were my fault, but it's fine. If I do it, it's okay. If you guys do it, I hate you. What about you, Ryan? Favorite superhero movie?
I like the old Spider-Mans a lot.
Into the Spider-Man.
That was a really good one.
Into the Spider-Verse, dude. That was such a great movie.
That was a good movie. I liked it.
I love the soundtrack for it, too.
Yeah.
That song, Sunflower, dude, it's kicking.
It's kicking.
You gotta refrain from using vulgar language on my Christian podcast.
I'm gonna change mine. I like the early Iron Man movies.
The early Iron Man movies?
Yeah. The first one, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that came out. I mean, he basically started MCU. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Black Panther. Second of the movies, not that great.
That is right.
I think out of that.
If you have any hate for this podcast, please funnel it towards Daniel.
I have stated before that I thought that Black Panther was not that great of a movie. It was more for the woke people of America, not for me.
It wasn't bad, though.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't all that great. To the way people were talking about it, like, it was, like, the best Marvel movie. God, Marvel movie you've ever seen? That's not that good. It's not that good. That's three in a row.
Why?
You need to, I mean, why? It, yeah, just stop. Like, you realize you said it, and
it's
then
a,
you
it's a switch in your brain that you make.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, man. All right, like, so.
Yeah, you just keep bashing it like it's a horrible movie. Like, it wasn't that bad.
But it wasn't that great.
It wasn't amazing, but I felt like for the money that you paid to see it.
I saw it more than once.
Yeah, for the money you pay to see it, it's not like you're getting ripped off. Like,
it was not worth it.
No, I felt like it was.
What? You said it's not worth the money to watch
it? My
it's $8 to go watch it.
Yeah, and I regret spending $8 on that movie.
Why?
Oh, my God.
It was not that good. I was expecting more. Maybe my expectations were a little bit too high for that movie.
What were you expecting?
A much better fighting scenes than the few fighting scenes that we got.
You didn't like the fight scenes when he had to.
I thought the CGI was a little weird.
I thought they were boring.
You thought they were boring?
I thought they were boring.
I thought they were interesting.
The only part I was disappointed at was when Michael B. Jordan died and how he died. He was like, dang.
Let me go on top of this rock and die.
Yeah.
Lion King style.
But, like, that was the only part that was kind of like. Iffy.
Yeah, no, that, and it's not like
everything
it was
else
bad.
Was like a good,
it was
like
just
a decent story.
I think I liked it. I'm not saying it's my favorite movie, but I liked it.
Anyways,
I feel like the first villain was kind of weird, like how he like led into the actual villain with Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Like that part was kind of like hard to follow a little bit. Not crazy, but like it was kind of like weird while I was there.
There wasn't any memorable fighting scenes on that movie.
I liked when he fell off.
Yeah, I liked when they had to fight to be the king.
Yeah, I liked that one. That was dope.
And, like, nobody challenged him, and then the whole clan came in from the mountains.
I mean, he was getting slashed in the stomach.
And then when he helped them, too, I was like, okay. Yeah. I like that part, too.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Infinity War as my favorite Marvel movie at the time.
Okay.
For now.
I'll agree with you.
I like the
But Black Panther's in there. How can you like it?
I like the character Black Panther. I don't like his standalone movie. I think he's dope.
Okay.
I like.
He was dope in Civil War, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was dope in Civil War. I like that. That was dope.
Yeah.
But his standalone movie was just not it. Not for me.
Not it, Chief.
I mean, it's just my opinion, right? Like, y'all want to bash on me? It's fine.
No,
but
no, we were just asking questions.
Yeah, it's fine.
And
it's fine.
Saying our opinion.
It's fine. I don't think it was that great of a movie. I think Black Panther as a superhero is awesome. The idea is awesome, and. The actor's cool. I like him. But his standalone movie was not that great. I'd give it like a 7 out of 10.
That's good, though.
I guess, yeah. 7 out of 10.
Right,
it's good.
Just leave it at that.
It's a good movie. Yeah, you're right.
No. But I'm saying a 7 out of 10 rating is like good.
That's a C.
That's like pretty typical for a movie on IMDb. Yeah.
And I feel like a 7 out of 10 rating is worth $8 to see. Like, if someone said, "And like, before you go watch this, I gave this movie a 7 out of 10. I'm going to be like, oh, I'm still going to go watch it and see. I'm still going to pay for
I'm
it
interested
and
want to go see the movie. Like,
if someone said, it was all right, I'll give it a 4 out of 10 or a 5 out of 10, I'd be like, I don't know if I'm going to go watch this movie now. I don't know if I'm going to spend
my money.
I might
wait until it comes out on
Netflix or something.
If you guys want to spend $8 on watching the C movie, then go for it.
Well, it's not $8 anymore. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, well, not anymore, exactly.
You can watch it for free.
I think he was just talking about in general. Like a C movie.
Like Step Brothers.
Alright, take it back.
That's
you crossed on me.
Too far, man.
Too far. Yeah. Alright, whatever.
Sorry, that type of humor is not your cup of tea, but.
Alright, then I'll revise my grading. Looking at the IMDb.
Do you see how hard it is to get?
So I'm gonna revise it and give it a 5.4.
You think so? Let's see what it is.
Black Panther. I'm gonna go ahead and. Well, just looking at
that matches your opinion better. to me.
Just looking at
this
the
movie's garbage, but okay, it's
probably yeah, exactly.
7.4. It got a 7.4. Yeah. IMDb gave it a 7.4.
So which is pretty average.
So I'm gonna go ahead and downplay it a little bit even more. I'm gonna give it a 5.4.
Yeah, that makes more sense of what you were saying.
Do you aspire to be a movie critic? Like, is that your job?
No, I wouldn't recommend that like job for you. I don't think it's right. You don't like Step Brothers. You don't.
Or, honestly, like.
You see, because Metascore gave it an
88. Yeah, let's see what Step Brothers got.
Metascore gave it an 88. So, like,
I don't care what Step Brothers got. It's a 10 out of 10.
Probably like
a 4.3.
It's a 10 out of 10.
It's a 10 out of 10. All right, bro.
Oh,
a
my 6.9. God.
All right, so, you see, there's no way I'm giving. Oh, my God.
6.9 right. is perfect for that movie.
Yeah. Wink, wink. All right. You guys are terrible. Worst movies on IMDb. Half-Baked is going to be on there.
Bottom 100.
Disaster movie. Makes sense.
So the lowest rating is a 2? I feel like there's a lot of 1.
There is a lot of 1 movies, exactly. So, like, I think
this is the lowest?
Disaster
Which
movie?
One?
They've got a curve going if you get an extra 2 points.
Let's see. Codename KOZ. That movie was not that great. I don't think it was that bad, but it was more like if you ever watched, like, Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I'm getting out of this conversation
it was like
is
that type of humor.
Hold on, Daniel should never become a movie critic. This is what I'm getting.
That is fair. Go for it.
How do you guys feel about the Purge movies?
Honestly, because I don't think they're scary, but I like them. I think
I
feel like
I don't enjoy them.
I feel like they entertain you.
Yeah, the last like, one I'll is pay the best money one. To watch it.
The most recent one, which is the first one in the series, is the best one.
You think so?
But it's the one that just came out.
This, like, last summer?
Last summer.
What was it called?
Yeah.
That's the one that we were both at, right?
The first Purge, I think.
5.7, yeah. Like.
Okay, so the Purge, which is the
I don't know.
First...
Yeah, this is the...
The first movie before... But it's, like, after the...
That's so confusing.
Prequel.
Oh, I think okay. Which is, this one got lowered.
Yeah, so the first Purge is the prequel... To the Purge, which
and it
is,
got a 5.1,
which makes no sense. I thought that movie was actually better.
Oh yeah, we did see that one. Huh?
I thought it was.
And good. Then, have you guys seen Assassination Nation?
No.
Okay. Well, it's the same concept. I hated it.
Isn't all aren't all the Purge movies like the same thing though? Where they like, go to try to take out the minorities.
Well,
that's what happened in the first one. It was like the government was all screwed.
Wait,
up.
Which one?
It wasn't.
Which,
no,
which
it was. It was
no,
just
yeah,
like
it,
poor
the,
people.
I think the
yeah.
second
yeah.
one that was first. Because wasn't that the thing?
Well, that's so confusing. Like, why can't you just make a thing in order?
Yeah.
Like, Star Wars did the same thing. Like, why can't...
Okay, so from now on, the
you
first
haven't seen
Purge.
Any of the Star Wars movies.
No.
All right, so we're going to say the first Purge is the prequel. The Purge is the first one. Which is the other ones? What the fuck out of the way?
I'm going to have to cut that part out.
Oh, did I say it?
Yeah. You
what do you mean, did
fudge.
I say it? Did that word come out of my mouth?
No.
Wow.
Fudge.
You need a filter.
I don't have one.
Clearly. You seriously haven't seen any Star Wars movies, though?
Yeah.
Research what?
Oh, man. Yeah, I've never seen a Star Wars movie.
Wow.
I've seen, like, 5 minutes of one of them, and I don't know which one of them.
Okay, so it was...
Damn.
So the Purge... The Purge Anarchy, Purge Election Year, and then the first Purge is a prequel to all those movies. I think the first.
Why?
And you like them?
I don't like them.
I don't hate them.
But you like the most recent one.
The first Purge was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah.
I don't hate them. Like if I had nothing else to watch, I'd watch it.
I mean, I wouldn't watch it, but like
I don't know.
Like
it's just
I wouldn't
really
watch it on my free time.
Absurd scenario to me. It would never happen, you know.
I don't know. You never know. Our
I mean, I like
the concept
moment,
of the movie.
Crazy. You said that there wouldn't be zombies, but, you
but
know, that.
Who
the
said
deer
that?
Thing.
The deer thing.
What deer
who
thing?
Who said that?
I don't know. Just,
yeah,
think
I didn't say that.
When I was a kid, I didn't think
I
a
did.
Zombie apocalypse
I
was going to happen.
You've seen The Walking Dead?
The fact that you're not prepared for a zombie apocalypse just makes me think that you're not a provider, like a dependable health provider, so I would never like want to be in a relationship with you. Romantically.
What?
Because I'm... Because
you're not
okay,
a
Okay, first
provider.
Of all, I don't want a romantic relationship with you. Second of all...
That's fair.
So, if your girlfriend isn't prepared for a zombie apocalypse, at the moment,
she's not my girlfriend.
As long as
it's
you
so
have,
weird,
like,
man. Like,
as long as you're good with a knife, you're good.
Yeah, I don't need to be prepared, but when it happens,
well, like
a knife isn't gonna stop anything.
If they're going off sound, you don't want a gun because you're gonna attract more. So you have to be.
There's a silencer.
How do we know that that's what really happens? We don't know.
Well, I'm sorry, no, that's Mr. how my old friends
used to be. I mean, you're just gonna get bit if you're gonna like slash a zombie because they can easily grab your arm and just.
Oh, that's why you grab them by the throat and stab them.
Right, bro, I'm with you so much. Like, really? I don't want to.
That's why you kick them by the chest.
I think it's best to keep distance.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, they're stupid. Oh, yeah. Though. Like they. Like,
okay, but that's in the movies. What if they're not stupid?
Oh, then you're screwed. Everybody's screwed.
Yeah, like, I'm going to Home Depot. Here's my zombie survival plan. Go to Home Depot, barricade the place, and set up booby traps. They got all sorts of stuff in Home Depot.
No, the safest place is a rooftop.
Like an island.
An island or like a rooftop apartment with a greenhouse where you can grow things.
Yeah, no, I'm flying to an island.
Yeah.
Because if
didn't
I
they,
die, too,
didn't they try that
somehow,
in Fear the Walking Dead? Like, didn't they try going? I never saw Fear the Walking
I'm
Dead.
I'm not sure.
I watched the regular show, but like.
I kind of stopped after, you know, 2014.
Yeah. Their new season is crazy though. Like,
really?
The bad guys like skin the faces off the zombies and wear them and walk with the zombies.
That's cool.
So
that's
like you can't tell if it's a zombie or like a whisper, I think they call it.
But like, okay, say somehow they do come to the island, I'm gonna be happy. I'm on an island.
Yeah. What's up?
You know, like, all right, I'm gonna die now. Like, it's okay.
I'm gonna go swim in the middle ocean and drown, and hopefully not become drowning. A zombie myself. Didn't we talk about drowning be like the worst way to die?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
I think so.
Just that grasp, of, like when you need air and you like, and it's just water.
It's not in your control. It's your body. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, we need air.
Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just it forces you to breathe, but it's just water going into your lungs. I feel like that's so bad.
Jesus. And then just slowly sinking, and then.
Oh my God! All right, let's get back on
find your body.
Holy and then you're a zombie at the bottom of the ocean.
My God, guys!
My God,
you guys are dark. It's weird.
Why would you want to die though if the zombies came to the island? You wouldn't want to fight it?
No, I would fight it. But then if I'm like, if I get bit and I'm like, oh my God!
Cut off your arm. That's how you stop it.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna just be like, it's my time.
Some saw type stuff.
Yeah.
Because that would just hurt too much. I can't do it.
So you'd survive a zombie apocalypse, but if you got bit, you would not cut off your arm to survive?
Well, it depends.
Like say someone else did it for you. Like, you don't watch, and all of a sudden you just feel this sharp pain, and your arm's gone. You're like, okay, I'm going to survive now. Like, I just have to.
Is it right now? Like, am I this age?
Probably, like, if say you survive the zombie apocalypse for, like, 10 years, and then the zombies come, and you're like, okay, I'm going to survive this. I'm going to live out the rest of my life, but then you somehow get bit by something.
So I'm, like, 37, 38. Or 27.
Yeah.
20, sorry.
You're old.
Yeah, I mean, I had a good 28 super years senior. Of life. Like,
that is a 10-year senior. You're going to be 37 in 10 years. What are you doing in high school, man?
I just made a mistake, okay?
10 years
ago. How many?
You've said lots of mistakes this podcast, so.
Oh, man. I threw an F-bomb, like 3 GDs.
I was just talking about, like, your opinions, too. I don't I'm just kidding.
I'm just saying, while you guys are trying to live off in an island, I'm going to be in Home Depot.
You're gonna die.
No,
it's not going to last forever.
It's going to last. Like,
have you been to the Home Depot by Tower 2 years.
If you find
a food source and a water
5 months? Well, how many people are we talking? Like,
if it's just Daniel.
Me, myself, and Home Depot? Oh, my God. I'm living there forever.
No,
they have a gardening section. You're telling me I can't grow food?
No, I'm not saying you're wrong.
Say
I'm
the
just
zombies
saying someone's
hoard up
in.
And start banging on the door, and they break in, and it's just you. You're screwed. That's
yeah,
it.
Onto the roof.
They're gonna follow you.
But they break in from everywhere, and they're pinching you. You can't get to the
roof.
Right?
No. Okay, you go to the roof.
Then what?
They're gonna follow you.
I'm gonna have an escape plan. Don't worry about it.
Well, they can't follow
you.
I
mean, don't worry
roof.
About it.
But they're gonna all have, like, on the floor, so you're.
I'm gonna build a ramp of cars.
You're betting on yourself outrunning them, but they'll chase you and then they'll keep chasing you until you kill them.
How are they gonna chase me on a ramp?
Slowly.
They're gonna go on
slowly.
The ramp. What do you?
They're gonna walk there and get there like 2 days after you get there, but they're gonna be on your. Excuse me.
all right.
They're gonna be there.
All right. So what you're telling me is if I all right, let's say a swarm of zombies. are attacking my Home Depot, right?
They aren't slow.
Okay, like, all right. Let's go ahead and assume they're not slow. They break in, all right. They get through all my traps and all my stuff that I'm going to so creatively build, whatever. I'm going to go upstairs to the roof, right?
It's happened. I've seen it on The Walking Dead. Like, you're dead.
I'm going to have a ramp, an escape plan. I'm going to have shopping carts. I'm going to make a build shift, like, car off shopping carts and things off of Home Depot.
Unless you have a jetpack, you're dead.
Okay, wait. Okay. So if we're basing some of this off The Walking Dead, they always find a safe place with lots of people, not all by themselves, mm-hmm. with lots of people, mm-hmm. and it always fails, and they always need.
Well, because the people screwed over.
Exactly.
Because
so
if gets power hungry, and then they all fight it, and then
if it's me, myself, and I, I'm not going to get power hungry. I'm just going to be literally farming in my Home Depot, just farming.
And then you get lonely.
Yeah, until someone's knocking on your door, like, "Hey, help!"
No,
and you start like a whole.
Oh my god.
And then you start a charity, and everybody starts coming in, and then...
No, it's simple. I'm just not going to allow anyone in.
And then they start taking advantage
of you. You guys have a heart. I don't. It's simple.
Okay, so this is
someone asked me, but please, my daughter. Okay, see you later.
That's what happened
bye-bye.
At the start of The Walking Dead.
That's
when
fine,
they went to the
buddy.
CDC, like the most safest place there was until they ran out of food there. The guy was not going to let him in, like what you were saying. He was not letting him in, and then they're like, we have children out here, and then they get let in. And then they use all the resources, and then he blows it up.
Even if you don't, like, I feel like if something goes wrong, you're only going to have yourself, and that's not enough.
Yeah.
All right,
that's a great point.
If 10 zombies come in, 10 versus 1, like, you're dead.
You're in the middle of your sleep.
You're not
going to
get through, though. But what if they do?
That's the thing. They definitely would.
But I'm going to have traps. I'm going to have booby traps.
You sound so sad that we don't agree with you. You're like, but the traps.
Bro. I'm telling you, I've been thinking about this for 18 years, man. The whole time I've been alive.
Since you came out of the womb.
Since I came out of the womb, bro. I've been planning a zombie apocalypse.
So
I'm waiting for the
apocalypse. Different plan. I think it's time to start a different plan.
All right, so.
When you guys are going
to
get
to Home Depot, if you're there, I'm going to kill you.
All right, you don't know what Home Depot I'm going to go to.
I'm assuming this one right over here.
Yeah, you just mentioned it.
This one?
The Quebec one, right?
No.
No, I would go there because, you know.
Why would I go
there?
If
I have to venture outside, there's a Walmart right down the street.
I would go to another one, bro. Don't worry about it. Not that one.
I'm going to the Green Valley one, bro.
They
got a big Walmart next to it. They got
a Walmart
Best
over here.
Best Buy over
it. I'm finding a body of water.
Wait, the Green Valley one? You mean that one on Tower?
Yeah. Said, I'm going to Hawaii. I'll see you guys later. Well, I mean, honestly, Hawaii's not
Hawaii
bad, though.
Hawaii would not work.
That's
fine,
bro.
I think it would work if you clear everything out. Because Hawaii's
I'm
not
over
that
here
big.
Listening to music.
That's
while
true.
I'm farming.
If you
know?
Get enough people to clear
beats.
Out all the zombies there.
I'm playing some
and then
Xbox.
And
yeah,
exactly. People not die.
Like Hawaii is like the smallest,
we're
gonna
have
I
to
think.
Cut this.
Island.
I don't know. But like, if you clear out all the islands, because like, they're not going to get there unless people die. You have to kill them. But like, Hawaii is self-sustainable.
Who
talk,
says Hawaii like, isn't the source of the zombie apocalypse?
I don't know, dude. You have to find out.
We're going to kill all the zombies so there's no more zombies there. Then
yeah, if you clear,
it's
an
island.
If you clear it out, it's a, like, there's food there, there's rain, there's volcanoes you can get on top of if they come through.
Like, I'm going to throw them. That's how we dispose of them. We just throw them in the volcano.
I feel like they would just crawl out and evolve and just kill us.
It's like a fire or something.
Yeah,
zombie.
Lava zombie.
It
just straight Demogorgon.
Lava and stuff.
It like can pocket lava and just like throw it like a bomb.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, that's not a bad idea though. Like, if you're in the U.S., like, you can clear out any city you want, but then
but
more are going to
come.
Mm-hmm.
They can't swim.
Yeah.
They can't get to you if everything is cleared out. And Hawaii is a big enough island to survive on forever.
I agree with you. I'll go to
until
Hawaii.
It sinks. But
I'm gonna go to Home Depot
like,
in a Hawaii.
Do they have that there?
No,
we
I'm,
don't know. But
I'm
telling
I'm
you,
look it up. Yeah,
that's my survival plan. Go to Home Depot by myself.
That's how you're gonna die. That's
well, that's my
yeah,
way.
Look, it's right there.
There's multiple.
Yep. Yep. Home Depot in Hawaii.
Home Depot in Hawaii. Yeah. Let's go.
Awesome. Even the Home Depot looks nice. And there's one in Honolulu.
Pearl City, Kapolei.
I mean, I think you guys forget. I just
I'm going to Honolulu.
Colorado is huge, dude. You tell me you can't go to like a small town where no one
they'll find you.
Yeah, but then they'll go. Like.
They smell you and they just walk around mindlessly. Eventually, some are gonna find you.
Mm-hmm.
People die out of nowhere. Like, say you think you're the only one in the little town. Someone kills themselves in a house, and it breaks out, and it's there. Like, yeah, it's only one zombie, but like they will eventually find you.
And low key, like, it's deer right now, so they're gonna be deer in that little town.
they're
gonna get you. What? No humans.
Did something happen with the deer?
Yeah, there's like some zombie like, disease.
Are you serious?
In the water right now. And it was like it could spread to humans.
Oh my god, yeah. That's nuts.
And low key, like, I thought it was fake news, but I saw a video of one, and high key, it looked like a zombie deer.
Let's pull this up.
It looked like a zombie deer.
Oh.
We're screwed.
We're screwed.
No, you guys are screwed, man. That's
Daniel, are you ready for a fight to the death at Home Depot? Psych, I'm not going there.
Ryan, it's alright.
I'm going to Hawaii, dude. Like,
we can scrap at Home Depot.
Find a secluded place, wait for everybody to turn to zombies, clear them out, and live there forever.
But just like you just said, they'll eventually find you.
No, and not if you're surrounded by water.
Because then we can kill everyone.
What if Michael Phelps is a zombie? You're telling me that man can't swim?
He can't swim to freaking Hawaii.
Y'all telling me they can't get a boat?
Well,
they
he's not gonna die, is. So he can you swim. Mean,
well, if they're
okay,
smart
say he can
to
swim there.
Boat.
You'll see him coming. It's one zombie. You think Michael swim? Like, it's a knife to the side of the head. You're dead.
Oh my god! All right, yeah, for sure. You guys are gonna poke all these holes in my theory. All right, yeah, no, you're right. Anyway,
there's nothing.
There's no holes.
Our plan
is
flawless.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Flawless plan. Let's go. I hope a volcano erupts and then y'all die and like Nepal type of stuff. No, not Nepal. What is it, that one?
Pompeii.
Yeah. I hope you all die.
Get your facts straight if you're
it's
gonna
time
come
to
at us.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Is it fake?
I think it's time to just kill all the deers.
All right, hunters, get your...
You see,
come on, hunters.
You see, this is why I support medium game hunting. This is exactly why. You kill the deers and there's no zombies. There's no need to be planning for a zombie apocalypse where you could just kill the deers or kill humans.
You're the one who's been planning it
for
18
right.
years.
I just started planning it 5 minutes ago, and I think my plan is pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
It's
bro.
Better than yours already.
Well,
no,
I mean,
I'm just
as
kidding.
Long as I make sure all the people I take with me are trustworthy and aren't going to switch, like...
Yeah, that's
how
the
that's
thing,
how
too.
Sure
people trust
that,
strangers. Like,
your
I
family's
trust strangers
not
going to
switch
that.
On you.
Why not?
As long as you're not stupid, they're not gonna. They have nothing to switch on you for.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, for sure. Full.
I feel like my family would need me to. Like,
if you're
I'm
in
the,
full survival mode, like you're gonna.
You telling me after a year, no one's gonna get comfortable?
What do you mean?
After 6 months, no one's gonna get comfortable.
What do you mean comfortable?
Yeah.
Like let their guard down, type stuff.
Oh.
No. It's the apocalypse.
Well, even if you let your guard down a little bit and. I don't think that's what he was talking about. I think he's talking about people that would kill him or switch up on him.
Yeah, like try and like take the like, say you're like having a power struggle. That's how everything goes bad.
Yeah.
As long as you have a mutual respect for everybody else and they have a mutual respect for you, you're gonna be fine.
So I agree. And in this world, are you assuming that no one else is going to Hawaii that you don't know?
Kill him.
How
much are they gonna get there?
If it's full on survival mode,
yes,
yeah. Kill them.
Take your most trusted people. Say it's a group of 20.
What about the people living in Hawaii? Kill you as soon as you get
okay,
there.
Okay, wait. How big is your group? Probably.
That's not gonna happen.
Oh my god! How are you so sure though?
Okay, wait. I have a question. How big is your group?
Say 20 people.
20 people.
20
okay.
People.
That's
okay.
Really.
What if
there's a lot of problems that can happen with 20?
Oh
people.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But if you plan anything out beforehand. It's
not
like, oh,
people.
We're in the apocalypse.
Uh-huh.
We need a group of 20 people. You
you're
have
telling me there's
20
good
people?
20 good people in this room?
Yeah.
No. Well, no. Not everybody's good, but good to you, that's all you need.
And then what about between themselves?
Like, say it's your family. Who's going to... Say
you're
you take
me,
your family, and
you
have 20 family members.
Hold on. You take your family members. You're telling me that in your life, you have no history of inner family conflicts.
Not to that extent, no.
Not that they would kill each other. We disagree on things,
I don't know,
but...
People change.
Yeah, the apocalypse will change you, but you, at the start, you trust them and continue to build a trust with them
like
so that
my,
nothing will happen because you
my
had
best friends that I've known my whole life, we have fought many times, but I'm not going to kill them. And I know no matter what, if there's a zombie apocalypse, I'm not going to be like, oh, you're done. Like, I'm not going to kill him.
Yeah, you
I'm
see.
Get hungry, dude.
See, your guys' plan.
Then we're going to starve together. Like, that's how it works.
On other humans' natures.
Until
natures.
Your
okay,
leg.
Wait, I didn't ask my question yet. Okay, so there's a group of 20, right?
Yep.
Okay, the group that also goes to Hawaii is like 50. Then what are you going to do?
Slowly kill them. They don't know how they're dying. You slowly kill them.
Slowly kill them. You're still going to try to kill them?
You're also not considering that people live in Hawaii.
Exactly. That's what I just said.
No,
I was like,
they're all dead, though.
No, assuming they all turn to zombies because they don't know how to survive.
What? Okay, so then where do they go?
All
right, so...
What do you mean? They're just walking around and you slay out all the zombies and make a nice place to live.
Oh, my God. All right, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
Okay, wait. All right. Wait, I have a question. So Hawaii's big, right?
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
So the group of 50 is all, like, all the way over here, right?
They're fucking
the group
mine
of 20 is right here. All right. Right. Yeah. And you, like, see them, but they're not doing. They're just surviving. And you guys are just surviving.
That's what happened in The Walking Dead, and it didn't work, so you have to kill them.
You have to kill him.
Yes.
I don't know that. I feel like I disagree with you on that part.
If you're by yourself
you
in Home Depot.
You're just chilling, I'll be like, all right, you just chilling, we just chilling.
If you're by yourself just
chilling. Well, yeah, and then until you pick a coconut that's on their side, and then you get a big fight. And it's like, oh, God, should have killed him.
Okay, then we kill him. Until we have an issue, then we kill him. So they can't be like, we're good people. Like, you're killing us for no reason. I would feel bad. But then if they're... I'm going to be like, this is for, like, talking stuff about that coconut. That was my coconut, okay?
It's survival. Like, you can't have... You have to have some morals, but, like, you have to be in survival mode. Like, if you have too many morals, you're going to die. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Again, I just want to point out the fact that...
your Home Depot plan is flawed. Get over it.
Yeah. All right. But your plan of slaying every last zombie in Hawaii... Then
right, go to a small island first. Clear it out. Safe. Go to the next
island. Hold on, let me finish. Let me finish.
It's not that hard.
So let me just reiterate your plan, all right? Okay. Your plan is to go with a group of 20 people that is your family that you trust, barring any inter-family conflicts. You said as long as they're nice to you, we're good. All right. Fair enough. Let me finish.
Okay.
Then second part of your plan is to fly to Hawaii or swim to Hawaii, boat to Hawaii. I don't care how you do it. You're going to go to Hawaii one way or another.
Yep.
Your plan is to thus then exterminate the planet of Hawaii.
The planet of Hawaii.
In its entirety. Yes. The planet, bro. The planet of Hawaii at the zombie apocalypse. I'm calling it a planet. The planet of Hawaii, you're going to exterminate everyone on there. You're going to be the last standing group somehow because you're just that cool. You're able to just... throw these hypotheticals into a situation and just be like, yeah, I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to just exterminate Hawaii. It's fine. So that's your plan. And then live off Hawaii, like the land itself.
Yeah.
And whatever.
Yes.
All right. Continue.
What was the point of
assuming that most of them turn to zombies because people are going to be hard to fight because you can trick zombies to walk certain ways. You can get them to do stupid things so you can take them out easier. Like, there's plans that you can make. It's not like we're just walking around killing all the zombies. Like, you'd make a plan to take them out.
But the zombies are going to barricade into my Home Depot and then just get through all my traps. And, but they're not stupid.
One person.
But they're stupid enough to fall following you around and fall into places.
No, but it's you. It's just you. Okay. I have a question about your plan.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get lonely? Like, if I was all by myself, I can't do that forever.
He said, no, I have my Nintendo 3DS. I got it, guys.
Yeah, bro. Got that new Switch.
Bro, there's a Best Buy, a lot of Xbox, PS4, God of
power.
War. Haven't played a lot of God of
no,
War.
No, electricity makes
no,
some
so
noise,
you really
dude. You're
going
to be attracting some zombies there.
Is Smash really that worth it?
You would really live, like, and not talk to anyone for, like,
ever.
5 years.
For the rest
forever.
Of your life.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd make, like a tree wife or, like,
no,
something.
No, you'd go crazy. I feel like you would go crazy. Like, the first year tops, you'll be fine. But then you'll be like, okay, what do I do now? I did everything here.
You'll be like...
maybe I should venture outside and you go take a look. And then you know, you walk outside, you trip, break your leg, and you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Because there's no one left.
You're going to kill everyone in Hawaii. All right. I just want to point that out again.
Okay, yeah, ours is far stretched, too, but... Like,
it's
It's better but it's more than realistic to kill everyone in Hawaii than to live in Home Depot by yourself for a few years.
I'd go crazy.
Okay. A smaller island, not...
Not the biggest one, but like you clear out a small island that's livable.
But also, you're assuming that you can get to Hawaii. And then
airports are gonna
be shut down.
Okay, yeah, we were just saying.
So like, once you get there,
so then I'm saying that electricity is fine and it makes no noise. And if we're able to just say that you're gonna get through no matter what, I'm gonna go instead and say I can produce electricity with no noise. Then that's my ultimatum. Then on that situation, I can produce electricity with no noise.
Well,
so
then
I can
you're
whatever
fine.
The hell I want. All right, we're fine then. Your plan is realistic, my plan is realistic too, as long as we just imaginary say that you can get to Hawaii no matter what and I have electricity that makes no sound. All right?
Well, yeah, you're...
But there's
staying,
still the fact that you're
here,
alone. That's
staying here also implies there's going to be nobody else going to Home Depot. You're going to have to fight them off.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
You're telling me there's going to be more people going to Home Depot than there is people going to Hawaii.
But I'm saying I have a group.
Yeah.
You're one person.
Honestly, yeah. I feel
no
like
one's going to be able to get to Hawaii.
They're right. going to be like,
and
oh,
honestly,
Home Depot has
like,
all these tools. These are good zombie fighting tools. I mean, I need these.
Yeah,
there's
I
someone there.
Wait, wait,
they're
going
to try and fight you because they're in survival mode, and you have to fight all these people. Like,
there's a multitude of Home Depots, though. I'll take a Lowe's.
Yeah, but you're not going to you're gonna
you'll
have one all to yourself?
What?
You're going to be able to have one all to yourself?
Yes.
No.
I mean, maybe you go to Lowe's because no one goes there. But
I don't know.
There's Lowe's. There's a lot of hardware stores that like essentially are Home Depot.
And I don't mean to say like bad about your plan.
Ace.
Ace
is
the place for
it's basic.
That's
like,
fine.
Everyone's going to be like, oh,
yeah. I mean, that's where you go. Like
but
when you're trying to survive, because that's how you make stuff.
No, because everyone's going to go there. I'm not saying it's going to let you die. I'm saying I don't think you'll be able to go there all by yourself.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like come in like 5 years when it's like cleared out and everything.
It's cleared out.
But then there's nothing there.
Yeah. To start off with, you're not going to.
And I still think you're going to get lonely and you're going to go crazy if you're all by yourself. But,
yeah, especially
you know.
Once you have all these dead bodies that you killed off, supposedly.
Wait, what are you talking about?
All right, yep. Okay.
The people
talking
that
about
fight
all the dead bodies that I'm gonna fight off, but you're gonna fight off the entire planet Hawaii. All right.
Stop calling it a planet. Right, it's not a planet.
All right.
You know, Nathan, I think
you're a senior in high school,
Mr. Planet Hawaii.
You can come with me, honestly. I trust you enough. Like,
yeah,
no, I'd kill you.
I'd
put a knife
Let's
in your back
together.
Quicker than anything else. There's 44.
We trust the plan. We trust the process.
Yeah.
They don't believe.
And we know how power, like, that's going to make the plan not work.
When
so we're not going to.
When you guys are dead and looking down on the just destroyed Earth, and
we'll
you see
dead.
Us.
You see us on top of the world?
In Hawaii.
The real world, not
the
planet
of
Hawaii.
You guys are going to be kings?
Yeah.
They're going to become the kings of, oh my God.
No, we're not going to become kings because that's like too much power, you know. We're just going to be that group. We're going to be that group.
And you guys are not going to get power hungry?
Yeah.
No, because you're
God,
living
totally
your best life.
Yeah, why do I need to be in power when I'm over here
when
chilling in Hawaii?
Beach, drinking right, a Coke, drinking some coconut milk or water, whatever it is, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know what it is, but I'm going to try it.
But yeah, let's try it.
I'm going to be on the beach sipping out of a coconut.
Eating bananas, yep. It's going to be the life. Knowing that no zombies are going to get to me because as long as nobody dies on the island without nobody knowing, they can't get to you.
It's true.
Honestly, I feel like we should have a bunker that is really hard to find.
Yep.
So that even if people, other people come,
just go to the bunker and nobody's there.
Then we kill them.
Bunch of sand traps fall into the floor. Like, we have all the time in the world.
You're stretching, bro.
To make everything you need.
Oh yeah, this is a big stretch, but I think it's. I can reach that
you
stretch.
Can reach
you know?
That.
Yeah.
If we make it there, it's a wrap.
Is it? Yeah.
That's the
if we
biggest.
Get there somehow, it's done.
Okay, but do you guys think we could actually hold up in a zombie apocalypse?
No, I think we'd all die.
Yeah.
I think we'd all die.
Really? I think we'd all die eventually.
No, I think we'd die like within like a few hours.
No.
Within a few hours, I'd give it maybe. If like
you
if
don't
our
think
plan
eventually
fails,
people will kill all the zombies and there'll be some people left and then they'll repopulate?
Well, maybe. He just said he's taking his family, so he can't repopulate within his family.
I mean, he could if he's really.
All right,
we're not talking about that. But
family could be really close friends.
We're not talking about this, though. But, like, I think it's possible, yes. You could kill off all the zombies. Oh, my God.
I think it's possible.
If you don't let the zombie population get too big...
What about, like, the military? Our military is so good. Like, we just about that.
I think the government the government will want to, like, screw us. So...
Get out of here.
This isn't a class.
I think the government will, like...
Nobody even come in.
I think the government could possibly, like... be like super corrupt and start making zombies, like artificial zombies, to kill everybody.
Have you guys seen Overlord? It's a great movie. It's about the Nazis starting zombies.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, this is a long episode, so I think we should cut it up pretty soon.
Yeah.
Let's say our last words.
Okay, low key. Okay, I'll say my last words.
Just quickly, yeah. Go ahead.
Actually, never mind. I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
What did you say last?
I'm just going to say this quickly.
That we could kill all zombies.
Oh, okay. Low-key, I feel like the government would be like, we're safe. You guys are on your own. Like, we have our military. I'm going to survive. You're not.
Yep.
All right.
You.
I think my plan is a lot more realistic than...
Maybe.
Exterminating Planet Hawaii.
That's... Okay, watch Planet, when I go to Planet Home Hawaii. Depot real quick. Hawaii. Kill you.
It's Planet Hawaii.
And then leave.
It's Planet Hawaii, simply because they're assuming that everything else is going to be wiped out, but Hawaii is going to stay intact, so might as well just call it Planet Hawaii. It's not in the United States anymore. Planet Hawaii. with the planet, king, though. With the rulers, Ryan, yeah, Thalen, Nathan... Nathan Raybuck and Ryan Grace here, the rulers of Planet Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, you can come too. We trust you.
All right, I'm down.
as long as you believe in the plan.
Trust the process.
You need to believe
we're going to need a young boat and, like...
No, it's fine. We just need is you fly.
You kill honestly, a yacht just owner to take his yacht.
You don't need a yacht, but I'll take his yacht, bro.
We're
going
to
have a yacht. No, like,
you yourself just start flying, bro.
I forgot I can do that.
Yeah. All right, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Again, I've been your host, Danny Roman, here with...
Ryan Gracie.
Nathan Raybuck.
And Ryan Thalen.
And we're out. All right, push the space bar.